But no, I've had this date on my calendar marked because tonight is Train.
I'm wearing their merch.
I can see that.
Haven't we had conversations on the show before about wearing the merch for the band to go see the band?
I have saved this shirt through one move and 6 years because I knew Train at some point is going to come back, and I'm not a big t-shirt kind of gal. I probably have 5 t-shirts total. And I knew Train is going to come back. I'm going to save this for when they come back. Boom, here we are.
See, I am opposed to wearing the band's merch to their own show.
Why?
Except one band.
Oh, I'm taking a Sharpie. I'm getting this signed tonight.
And how are we going to do that?
Because I will be down front.
She's bum rushing the stage.
I told you, Patrick Monahan, look out, sexy. I'm coming.
Okay. Security ain't going to be able to hold her.
You have a silver Sharpie, right? Because that's a black shirt.
I love all of the volunteers at Starlight, but I'm telling you, I can take every single one of them.
But the Train logo is in white.
Okay.
So she'll take a black Sharpie.
I see you guy in that yellow vest.
And I will take you out.
Good luck.
I'm a Train linebacker, and you will go down.
I know every word to drops of Jupiter, and you best get out of my way, sir.
What band do you wear their merch to? It's not Train.
I don't know.
It's right behind you.
Shawnee Mission Parkway?
No.
It's a great band.
That would be a good band name. A
lot of hits.
It's right behind me. What do you mean it's right behind me? Oh, good God. Iron Maiden? Mm-hmm. First of all, that's disgusting. Their merchandise is gross. That's just gross and macabre and awful.
There is a devil on the wall in the studio.
Oh, it's just gross. God, that's just gross. There's fire and there's... Ugh, it's so gross.
And you responded by putting a shirtless firefighter next to it.
Yes, I did, Sam. Someone sent me that as a gift from
Somebody
Boston.
Somebody sent me that as a gift.
My gift is way better than your... And the fire in my gift is real.
The fire... Okay. The fire, okay. Easy, loins.
Do you remember my neighbor sent me that calendar and she said, for my birthday, Dan, for my birthday, they are both in Boston, they send me this shirtless firefighter calendar, and it's a it's a fundraiser for the shelters there.
Are they holding kittens?
They're holding
puppies.
They're holding puppies. And so I open it on my birthday, and my kids are all standing there. They go, "Oh my God, you got something from Aunt Leanne." I open it, and it says, "Because we know you like puppies." It's just all of Boston's finest holding.
Is that what that is?
Yes,
is,
they're all holding puppies.
Is it on the correct
and
month?
Damn, do I want to adopt one.
Look at Nolan over there.
Looks like they work out, bro.
Oh, I haven't even flipped the page. That's May. We haven't even flipped to June. Hold, please.
It's July.
Let me see. Oh, God, we forgot June.
Let's see June.
All right, June is a little Dotson. Hello, JD. And then July... It's a beagle.
I can't see it.
Oh, I can. There's a fire going on there.
Okay.
Yep. Hello, Thomas. I would like to be saved.
When you,
I feel, would you?
Anyway, I'll see you all out there tonight. Do not get in my way.
Looking forward to it.
Cannot wait. Are your daughters excited?
Yes, they are.
My kids are so excited.
So for us, and I'm being serious here for a minute, Train has always been like a rite of passage. And I remember taking the girls to their first Train concert about 12 or 13 years ago. And a guy by the name of Michael Franti was opening up.
Is that where you first heard Franti?
Yes. And so we're at a Train concert. And I was really good friends with the CEO at Burns & McDonald. And he always promised me, he would tell me every year, hey, we have season tickets out at Starlight. You pick a show every year, and I'll get you front row tickets. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And so every year back then, Train would come to town every year. And so the first concert the girls ever went to was a Train show. And Train will bring up, and you'll see this tonight, and I think you've been to a Train concert before. They bring up
three or four times.
They bring up little kids.
They do.
To sing, you know, as background singers and stuff in the middle of the show. So we're at this show and we're in the front row, these great tickets. And I turned to the guy next to me and I said, who's opening up? And he says, Michael Franti. I said, never heard of him.
Right. Yeah. But if someone's opening for Train, it is the next best thing that we just haven't quite gotten to here.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I said, Michael Franti, I've never heard of him. And he said, oh, if you're not up on your feet dancing and singing by the third song,
there's something wrong with you.
You have no soul. By the third song, I'm on my feet. Fronte and I have been friends ever since.
He's insanely good. Speaking of music, did you hear the Beastie Boys are suing the parent company of Chili's restaurants in a case that is accusing the chain of running an advertisement that used the hip-hop trio's smash hit Sabotage without permission? Who at Chili's would have thought that's a good idea?
You can't do that.
No, everyone knows you can't do that. Do they not have lawyers at Chili's? The rap group, in a federal case filed today, alleged that Brinker International created a Chili's ad that used a significant portion of that song and ripped off the song's music video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1994, it was a huge hit.
You don't remember that song?
It's the video, where the group's three members don wigs, fake mustaches, and sunglasses in a parody of 70s crime television shows. I do. In my mind, I can see a snapshot of the video. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a huge Beastie Boys fan, but...
No, I wasn't either, but I remember that song and I remember that video. Any advertising executive who thinks that you can take anybody's music and use it without their permission and without paying them, you are out of your mind and out of your
depth. And that includes politicians, by the way.
That is correct.
Okay, Chili's is super stupid, not just because someone allowed this to happen, but because in 2014, the Beastie Boys won a $1.7 million copyright violation lawsuit against Monster Energy Drink for that company's unauthorized use of one of the group's songs.
Now, what I've always wondered is how the Chiefs get away with it.
They have the permission of...
I don't believe that's correct.
The Rolling Stones. Yes, it's they most certainly do.
No. When
start them up?
No. Of course they have the permission for that. When Travis Kelce comes out and says, you got to fight for your right.
Because he's singing.
And then they play the song after it.
How long do they play it?
Well, I don't know.
That's your answer. They don't play the entire song, and they're not using it for advertising purposes. They have the right to play a clip of it. He has the right to sing it all day long.
Well, he can sing it all he wants.
Right?
Yes.
Now, if they were to come out with some sort of commercial and say, we're going to run
totally
it back.
Different.
You got to
fight for your
right.
Now they're using your song to create revenue outside of, we're just going to play a clip after Travis is singing
it. And there's the key. Create revenue. As long as the Chiefs are not creating revenue,
bingo,
then I don't think they have a claim.
Here's the deal. I don't think the two surviving members of the Beastie Boys cares whatsoever that Travis has made that a hit again. Like all this new generation is now downloading the songs.
Well, but
it does bother them that you go in for a Bloomin' Onion somewhere and their song is playing.
Well, but in fairness, isn't Chili's doing kind of the same thing?
No.
Where you're hearing this song on a commercial.
Okay, but if you ask the Beastie Boys, casual dining advertisement without your permission, or Kelce up there after a Super Bowl screaming, you've got to fight for your right on national television with Jim Nance, that's a no-brainer.
Well, it's similar to Led Zeppelin, and they just left my mind. I love them as a band. Who are the new Led Zeppelin?
Oh, Greta Van Fleet.
Thank you. They initially sued them until their songs topped the charts again because Greta Van Fleet sounded so much like Led Zeppelin, they dropped the lawsuit because they were making so much money because their songs were popular once again.
You know, the Beastie Boys originally started out as a punk band.
No.
Before License to Ill, they were a punk band. And then they realized we can make more money as rappers. And then here comes 1986 and they released License to Ill and, you know, Brooklyn and You Gotta Fight for Your Right and God, I'm drawing a blank on some of the big hits off that album. They realized we could make a ton of money as three white rappers instead of a punk band out of New York.
Yeah.
It's a true story. They were a punk band originally. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III.
When we get back, not looking to make this a topic necessarily, but there's some big old construction going on right now at KCI. The landscape looked one way this morning. It's going to look very different when you drive by tonight. And we'll talk about it straight ahead on Dana and Parks.